Okay, welcome back. I wanted to take a minute. I wanted to talk a little bit about fear in general, because some of you might be at a point just a couple of days into the program where you're finding that you've been unable to take action and do some of these things that we're suggesting, doing some of these things that you might be a little bit uncomfortable with. If you're in that position, I want you to pay really close attention to what it is that I'm about to share with you, and I hope that it will have some impact. What I want to talk about is in my coaching experience, what I've seen is oftentimes people are looking for, a silver bullet, something that will, take the fear away. And we talked a little bit about some of the fear truths in some prior emails, and I want to give credit where credit is due. Those truths came from a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, and it was written by Susan Jeffers. I'll tell you the title again, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. Fantastic book that I highly recommend if you haven't had the opportunity to read it. But in those truths, she talks about the fact that, fear doesn't go away as long as we're continuing to grow. And, we have to take action. The only way to actually get rid of a fear of doing something is to actually do it. So ultimately, in order for you to, to feel better, to take that, that boost in confidence that you might be looking for, you've got to take action. That's the answer to that. And in order to get yourself to take action, you have to have faith. You have to have faith in your ability to handle whatever result you might get. In other words, if you're afraid of rejection, you have to have faith in your ability to handle the rejection. If you're afraid of failure, you have to have faith in your ability to handle failure, whatever it is you would view as a failure. I myself do not believe in failure. I think that there's only outcomes and results in our lives, no failures, because if we take the opportunity to learn from those things that happen to us, they're not really failures at all. If you get an undesirable outcome, you simply correct and continue. That's all. Correct and continue. There are no failures. If you're afraid of success, you have to have your, faith in your ability to handle success as it comes to you. So if you're not taking action, you're in this spot where you don't believe or you don't have faith in your ability to handle what's coming. But think about this. Think about your life. Think about all the different things you've been through, all of the trials, all the tribulations. You are still here with us. You have handled everything that has been handed to you. Again, you're still here. And you're still a living, growing human being as long as you allow the growth to happen. Now, again, that comes from faith in your ability. It could be faith in God. It could be faith in spirit. It could be faith in the universe, whatever it is that you believe. I feel that God, the universe, or spirit is always presenting the same lessons to us over and over and over again until we learn those lessons. And if we don't learn those lessons, I think those lessons continue to be presented to us over and over and over again. So the lesson that you could be faced with right now, possibly, is the lesson that you can handle it. The lesson that you can handle whatever it is that comes to you. You can handle the rejection. You can handle success. You can handle an undesirable outcome and still move forward and take yourself to the next level. But if you're not taking action, you're not allowing yourself the opportunity to learn this lesson. And if you don't learn this lesson, in my opinion, it will be presented to you over and over and over again throughout your life. So take this opportunity in the next 30 days to develop faith in your ability to handle what's coming. And it oftentimes helps to think about times in your life. Look back, think about times where you were fearful and you took action anyway, and think about what those outcomes were. It could be, the birth of a child. It could have been something like your marriage. Maybe you were afraid when you made that commitment. Anything. Look back. It could be your first day of college. How fearful were you when that day came? And think about what ended up happening. What were the results? And were you able to handle it? And my guess is that you will answer yes. So allow yourself to handle what's next. Take action and enjoy the results.